This is A Closer Look on 90.1 WABE with Rose Scott. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Debate is still out on which U.S. city is worst for commuters, and we may never resolve that debate, but Atlanta certainly would have a good chance of making the top, or if you will, bottom 10. But despite or besides the stress that's caused from driving in traffic, it also turns out a long and unpredictable trip to work may hurt your economic status. A study at Harvard University has uncovered a relationship between transportation and social mobility. And with us now to explain this is Jamie Fogel. He's a pre-doctoral fellow in economics at Harvard who has worked on the study, which, by the way, included Atlanta among the cities they looked at. Mr. Fogel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Your conclusion is that if you have a good transportation if you're able to move around easily, you have a better chance of moving out of poverty. But you were very careful to tell us in our pre-conversations that you haven't been able to find necessarily a correlation with the reverse. In other words, if you have trouble moving around, you're going to be stuck in poverty. That sounds like a big academic distinction without a difference, but why is that important?
But I'd like to clarify a little bit. What we've done is we've found places that have high mobility or low mobility.
Okay.
We did that by linking kids to their parents, looking at what their parents' incomes were when they were children, and then looking at the children's incomes when they were in their mid to late 20s. And so in doing that, we're able to characterize intergenerational mobility all across the United States. We then took those measures and looked at what characteristics of cities they were very correlated with. And we found that the single factor we looked at that had the highest correlation with intergenerational mobility was the fraction of commutes in an area that was fewer than 15 minutes, shorter than 15 minutes. So essentially what we found is that high mobility places tend to have shorter commute times. We didn't necessarily find
Okay, when you say high mobility, you're talking about economic mobility, not just getting around, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, yeah, because mobility can mean different things.
Yes. When we say mobility, we mean economic mobility.
Okay. So shorter commute times equal a greater chance for moving up.
The places that where you have a greater chance of moving up tend to have shorter commute times.
Okay.
Now, what we don't know is that shorter commute times cause people to have intergenerational mobility.
Okay.
We don't know, you know, if you were able to magically reduce commute times in Atlanta, we don't know that that would improve economic mobility in Atlanta.
But we know that there's at least a correlation. So you're saying maybe we need some further study on this, it sounds like.
Exactly. One of our goals in the study was to figure out, well, first to characterize which places have high mobility and have low mobility, and in doing so, generate some hypotheses about what might cause high or low mobility and provide a direction for future research into understanding the mechanisms.
Well, Mr. Fogel, let me ask you this. How much of a factor is particular, look at Atlanta. Let's talk about Atlanta, and you look at what many might call suburban sprawl. New businesses coming in that are outside of an area where public transportation there is no public transportation, or it's hard to get there, or it just takes two buses and a train ride and a half mile walk. How much of a factor is suburban sprawl adding to the, I guess, inflexible economic mobility study that you all are talking about here? Because I'm not sure I understand what characteristics you've been able to pinpoint in terms of why it is.
Well, the characteristics we found that stand out in terms of places that have low mobility are places that have high levels of racial and economic segregation, long commute times, high levels of income inequality, poor schools, low levels of social capital or civic engagement, and a low share of two-parent households. So again, these are correlations. These aren't necessarily the mechanisms that cause low mobility. But a lot of these things, I think, long commute times, racial and economic segregation, inequality, those all cause people to be isolated in some way. And if you're talking about suburban sprawl and the lack of good transportation infrastructure, that it very well may be that a big part of the problem is that people are isolated from jobs. If you're living in a poor area, that might be far away from where the good jobs are. That might mean, as you said, mean taking two buses, which is a huge cost in terms of time. It might mean spending a lot of money on a car. There might be a lot of stress about getting the jobs on time when you don't have reliable transportation. So it's certainly the case that a lot of the factors we look at that are correlated with mobility do have something to do with people's ability to get around the city, to have access to jobs, to have access to resources, and so on.
We're speaking with Jamie Fogel. He's a pre-doctoral fellow in economics at Harvard, and we're talking about the relationship between social mobility and transportation access. Let's talk about Atlanta a little bit more. Can you tell us what you found in your study with the Atlanta metro area or even the South in general?
So the South in general does pretty poorly in terms of economic mobility. And that's true for Atlanta as well. Fulton County is particularly bad. In terms of specific numbers, a kid whose parents were at the 25th percentile of the income distribution, that means parents were making about $30,000, those kids are going to earn about $3,000 less on average when they're in their mid-20s than the national average. That number for DeKalb County is about $1,000 less, $1,800 less for Cobb County, and $1,500 less for Gwinnett County. So the Atlanta area, it's not a very good place to grow up for poor kids.
And someone might say, well, look, Fulton, DeKalb, they have transportation infrastructure that could help in this way. Like there is mass transit in Fulton and DeKalb. Doesn't go everywhere, and as Rose indicated, sometimes it might take a while. But it sounds as if the social mobility is just as limited in the areas that have mass transit as it is in the areas that don't.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I mean, I certainly would not take the results of our study to say that transportation is the major factor. Mm-hmm. It may be the case that places that have long commutes also have something else about them that cause poor mobility. You know, it could be something about local government and politics that both causes low mobility and causes long commute times. It could be something about the social structure of the area and the community cohesiveness. Now, I'm speculating on this. We don't know what it is, but it certainly isn't the case that it all comes down to transportation.
Well, and having access to get to, you may be, an individual may be qualified for a job. Having access to adequate transportation to get to that job is a factor for someone who has the education, has the experience, has the skill set. They may live in an underserved community. It doesn't mean that they are not totally capable of finding a qualified job. So with all the studies that you all you started, will you continue to dig deeper into this to maybe come up with some more defined definitions here or findings?
Definitely. One of our goals was to outline some basic facts about mobility in the country and really to serve as a baseline for future research. We think that if we can lay out these facts, show that where you grew up really does matter, and show that there's significant variation, then we can start to generate hypotheses about what it is about the places that are good or bad for kids and really dig further into that, both within our group and other researchers.
Jamie Fogel is at Harvard University, where he is a pre-doctoral fellow there. He is in economics, by the way, and he worked on a study which included Atlanta looking at the factors that might influence social mobility, and transportation was one of those factors. Mr. Fogel, thanks so much for being with us, and as you continue to develop your research, let us know. We'll come back and check in with you.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.